Well, sir, it's a few minutes past 10:30 o'clock in the evening as our scene opens now. And here in the living room of the small house halfway up in the next block, we find Mr. and Mrs. Victor Gook. Vic is established in his easy chair reading with absorption Volume 7 of his lodge library. Sade occupies a corner of the Davenport, industriously darning socks. Silence has prevailed for a considerable length of time, but now it's broken.
Leave, I'll go to bed.
What time is it?
Oh, getting on for 11.
Really?
35 minutes past 10, anyway. I got a big day planned for tomorrow and need my rest.
What's on the docket for tomorrow?
This house. Been neglecting it lately. Dining room is the big issue. I bet there's dust 9 feet thick behind that buffet. You know, I wouldn't be surprised, but what most housekeepers...
Listen.
What's the matter?
Heard the back door open.
Brush is out there.
Thought he hit the hay.
Said he was going to drink the
glass
of milk.
Hey, Uncle Fletcher just walked in.
Well.
Fletcher?
Good evening, good evening.
Oh, my star.
Good evening.
It's getting on for 11 o'clock. Dandy time to drop in for a visit.
Evening, Sadie.
Good evening, Uncle Fletcher. I'm tired.
Well, you can go to bed.
Got 8 bushels of work mapped out for in the morning.
Probably he's only stopping by a minute or two to say hello on his way home.
I hope so. Well!
I didn't know about what you people had retired. So a light's burning in both the kitchen and the living room, though, so I figured everybody was still on deck.
We're on deck and feeling fine.
You're off late.
Yes, I'm out late. I'm out late, Sadie, and I'll tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna meet a train.
Oh, really?
At 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock this morning?
Gonna meet a train at 1 o'clock this morning. CNA Depot. Mrs. Trogle.
Mrs. Trogle?
Mrs. Alvy Trogle that lives in the 700 block on West Monroe Street.
Hmm.
She's spending a day in Chicago. Her train don't get in until 1 o'clock. I saw Alvy earlier this evening and he was bothered because he has to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning to do some special work at the shops and needs all the rest he can get. But don't like the idea of going to bed and letting his wife come home from the station all by herself so late at night. I said, thunder, Alvy, I'll meet the train. I'll look after the missus.
Well, that was nice of you.
Yes, yes it was.
1 o'clock's quite a long ways from now.
You're a good boy, Rush.
Thanks.
But Rush mentioning just now, it's quite a little while till 1 o'clock.
Rush is a good boy.
Yes, how do you plan to put in the time till the train arrives?
Put in the time. Well, thought I'd chat with you folks a little bit and then amble down to the station. 1 o'clock will roll around before I know it.
Uh-huh.
Yes, that's the way it goes.
I've got to go to bed directly.
Go ahead.
How's that, Vic?
I was going to inquire about the big envelope you got there.
Oh, this. Uh-huh. A few articles I dug out of my truck after supper this evening. Thought you folks would be interested.
More photographs and snapshots.
Oh, no, not more photographs.
Photographs and snapshots, Uncle Fletcher?
Christmas cards, by George.
You're not selling them.
Fine. Here, I'll open my envelope.
You're not selling Christmas cards, are you, Uncle Fletcher?
Oh, no. These are old ones I dug up out of my trunk. Different than the kind people send nowadays. That Idy Rush here might enjoy looking at old-fashioned Christmas cards.
I would.
Uh-huh. No, I'll put in the time all right till Mrs. Trogle's train pulls in. Be 1 o'clock before I know it.
I'm not going to stay up.
You don't have to.
Now, this is a Christmas card from James S. Dredd.
I'm going to bed.
Well, hop along.
Christmas card from James S. Dredd.
Very nice.
Says here, with best wishes for a happy holiday season to Edna, Gus, Arthur and Bugeye, James S. Dredge.
A lot of lace work on that card.
Yes, yes indeed. Years ago they put more lace work on Christmas cards than a horse. Who's Edna, Gus, Arthur and Bugeye?
I don't know.
Well, here, Rush, you can have this Christmas card.
Say, thanks. I accept with pleasure.
No, now keep it. It's yours. Paste it on the looking glass over your dresser.
Okay.
Sure.
Excuse yourself. I'm going up to bed.
I will in a second.
Christmas card by George from UQ Tuttle.
Angels made out of tinfoil pasted all over.
Angels made out of tinfoil pasted all over.
Very handsome card.
Who's UQ Tuttle?
I don't know.
Wishing Fletcher Rush a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year with fond memories of our jolly times together in Boone, Iowa. UQ Tuttle. Hey, I've never been in Boone, Iowa.
No, that's what you said the other day. You said
never been in Boone, Iowa in my life. Been to Stanwood, been to Sioux City, been to Ottumwa, but never quite hit Boone. Some mistake here. Sadie, who's you cute, Tuttle?
Well, haven't any idea. Say, Uncle Fletcher, if you don't mind, I...
He says we had jolly times together in Boone. I never been in Boone.
Uncle Fletcher, would you mind if I excused myself and went upstairs? I'm very tired and feel like I ought to get...
Fine, No, I've never been in Boone.
Uncle Fletcher.
Yes, Sadie?
I think I better excuse myself and go to bed.
Sure, do that.
I'm just terrible tired.
You bet. Run right along.
I've got oceans of housework laid out for in the morning, and I think maybe it'd be best.
I understand just how it is. Don't blame you a bit. You run right along and hit the hay.
Oh, All right.
I'll tell Mrs. Trogle hello for you at the depot.
Yes, do that.
Oh, I've never been in Boone. Where's you cute Tuttle? Get that noise, I've been in Boone.
I couldn't see.
Must be some half-wit. Here, Rush.
Giving it to me?
Paste it on your looking glass.
Okay.
Well, good night, everybody.
Good night, Sage.
Don't you and Rush stay up all night.
Coming upstairs myself in a minute.
Night, Mom.
Night, Sonny. Good night, Uncle Fletcher.
This is a Christmas card from George Yeapley.
Good night, Uncle Fletcher.
George Yeapley's not a familiar name either. I don't recollect any George Yeapley.
Mom's telling you good night.
Who is?
Mom. She's telling you good night. She's going to bed.
Oh, good night, Sadie.
Good night. Come take supper with us soon. I'll telephone you later on in the week.
No, I never was acquainted with any George Yeapley. Knew a George Yipper and a George Wheatman, but no George Yeapley.
Night, Sadie.
Night.
What'd you say, babe?
Just tell and say good night.
Oh, night. Here.
Give me this one, too?
Sure.
Thanks.
Say, Uncle Fletcher, I believe I'll desert the party also. I got a big day at the office tomorrow, and I...
Sure, you bet. Trot right along.
I don't like to shirk my duties as a host.
Forget it. Rush, here's a Christmas card that must have cost 50 cents.
Really?
At least 50 cents. I don't know who sent it, by George. From Eleanor Sweeting, it says down here at the bottom, but I never was acquainted with any Eleanor Sweeting.
Huh.
Well... Night, fellas.
Night,
Good night, Uncle Fletcher.
Oh, I never was acquainted with any Eleanor Sweeting. I remember when I received this card. It was 20 years ago.
Good night, Uncle Fletcher.
I was living in Belvedere at the time. Now, whether this young lady admired me from the sidelines or not, I
could... Gus telling you good night.
What?
Gus telling you good night.
Oh, night, Vic.
Good night. You coming along shortly,
Rex? Yeah.
Whether this young lady, Eleanor Sweeting, admired me from the sidelines or not, I couldn't say. She might have taken a shine to me and decided to send me a Christmas card under a assumed name, don't you see? Because I inquired around Belvedere there. I asked a lot of people. Know anybody in town here named Eleanor Sweeting, I'd say? But nobody placed the name. Either the young lady sent me this Christmas card under an assumed name... Or else there actually was an Eleanor Sweeting, and she lived out in the country somewhere.
Huh.
Here.
Thanks.
Now, let's see what we got. Christmas card from Ed Nyergarth and Charlie Slime. The curious thing about this particular Christmas card, I know Ed Nyergarth like I know my own brother, but who in thunder Charlie Slime is, I haven't the faintest idea. Ed Nyergarth and myself clerked together at Weber's grocery store on the city limits of Sterling, Illinois. Ed was a great hand for eating popcorn late at night. Popped his old popcorn, kept it in his bedroom. You like popcorn yourself pretty much, don't you, Rush? Ed Nyergarth would rather eat popcorn than apple pie. Well, popcorn's good. We agree on that, don't we? Rush? Rush? You asleep, Rush? Rush? Boy's asleep. To Fletcher Rush from August and Henrietta Fisherly. Who in thunder's August and Henrietta Fisherly?
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block.